Buongiorno a tutti. First, a warm welcome to the students, to the distinguished speakers, participants, dear colleagues. Welcome to this workshop, international workshop on culture and value roots for intercultural dialogue in a European context. Also from my part, a very warm welcome to Professor Gilles Robles, President of the Jean Monnet European Council, former President of the European Parliament, but I would say in the first place, a true long-time believer in the role of universities in the European integration process. Also welcome to Ulrich Bunies, current head of the Youth Department of the Centre of the Council of Europe. He has been part of the office of the Coordinator for Intercultural Dialogue, Mr. Tatiani Dragoni, and one of the main authors of the White Paper on Intercultural Dialogue, knowing that intercultural dialogue is one of the main priorities of the Council of Europe. As Professor Masha said, this international workshop is realized in the framework of our activities of the Jean Monnet Center of Excellence of the University in Padua, in close relationship with the Human Rights Center, with the UNESCO Chair, Professor Pariska, on human rights, democracy and peace, the Veneto region, and also the Italian University Association of European Studies. Let me say, add a little bit, a few words on the Jean Monnet Center. As we are, as Professor Masha said, we are have been a recognized success story in the Jean Monnet program, and we are really very much engaged in developing thematic network activities as one that we have today around the general theme on intercultural dialogue, human rights, multi-level governance. We organize workshops, conferences, we offer a few teaching models within this structure, inside and outside the university. And as I said, it hosts three Jean Monnet chairs, under which my own on globalization and intercultural dialogue, and I welcome very well my own students of my course, that we will see each other on Thursday and Friday. The main purpose of the Jean Monnet Center of Excellence is to consolidate, to strengthen, to actively reflect the European, the international profile of its teaching, its learning, its research activities with, as I said, a specific focus on capacity building, curriculum development in the area, very dense area of intercultural dialogue, human rights, multi-level governance. How do we do that? We try to do that in cooperation with the network of the Jean Monnet Centers of Excellence, and I welcome some of the directors of the Jean Monnet Centers of Excellence here present, some of the Jean Monnet professors dealing with these issues. We do that also in collaboration with international organizations, such as the European Union, the Council of Europe, Committee of the Regions, the European Training Foundation in Torino, the Anna Lund Foundation, and also the local authorities of the region of Veneto. In other words, the University of Padua, and in particular the Human Rights Center and the Jean Monnet Center of Excellence, we really are fully engaged as what I would call an applied reflection, policy-oriented academic exercise on intercultural dialogue, as much as in trying to understand cultural diversity and acting upon it, and to promote and conduct intercultural practices from a human rights-based perspective. In other words, universities, academic community have, certainly today, an important role to play, not only in their teaching, in their research, in trying to understand other cultures, promoting cultural diversity, and reflecting on the value perspectives of Europe in what we could call dramatically changing nature of globalizing relations. And it is within this broad context that we have been discussing in a number of international workshops, as Professor Masha already mentioned, four international workshops over the last 2 years within the framework of the Jean Monnet Center of Excellence. Let me add some, I would say, information on the workshops we had organized up to now. The launching conference 2 years ago was on multi-level governance, on of intercultural dialogue, but with a very specific focus on territorial cooperation. Probably you have heard about European groupings of territorial cooperation, which is a very specific mechanism in dealing with the governance issue. Those papers already have been published in our review, Peace Human Rights. March 2011, we organized a specific workshop focused on education to intercultural dialogue. We had two work sessions. One was a little bit more related on concepts of education, what education should be, on different education systems, and their impact on intercultural dialogue. The other session dealt with formal and more focused on informal education practices to intercultural dialogue, us as they are developed in international organizations, such as the European Training Foundation, the North-South Center of the Council of Europe, the Committee of the Regions. So, and that's also our purpose in the activities we organize within this Jean-Monnet Center. We always try to have a good mixture of academics and practitioners, which are all confronted in the same way but have different answers with the challenges of education and intercultural strategies and practices. We had also a workshop in May 2011, which was focused on civil society participation in intercultural dialogue. And here the focal point, central point of discussion, the relevance and the growing importance of civil society practices in intercultural dialogue. And that's seen from a European perspective, a Euro-Mediterranean perspective, and an interdisciplinary perspective. One session dealt with the relation between civil society and intercultural dialogue, the tension between collective and individual rights, the intercultural trends in the Euro-Mediterranean area, just the Anna Lundt report on intercultural trends within the Euro-Mediterranean area, the role of cultural organizations, and the importance of trust-building mechanisms in dealing with intercultural dialogue. The second session, dealt with a number of case studies in comparative perspective. We had speakers which were very much involved in the writing of the European study report on intercultural dialogue by the European Union, Sharing Diversity, published in 2008, or the person who was also involved in the writing of the Council of Europe's white paper on intercultural dialogue, living together as equals in dignity. And we had a final session in that workshop which was focused on international cooperation practices seen from what we call a human-centric sustainable development project. These papers will be published mid-2012 with the International Academic Publishing Group, Peter Lang. Let me now say, just to end, to say a few introductory words on the present workshop, Culture and Value Roots for Intercultural Dialogue in the European Context, its objectives and structure. The aim of this workshop is really trying to contribute to identify, to explore, and to valorize sources and references to imagine Europe in view of contributing to curriculum development inside the university, within our programs, and outside with extracurricular activities. But always with a focus on strengthening the value basis of Europe. Because I personally am convinced that we need such, I would say, call it a broad, interdisciplinary, committed, and courageous perspective if Europe has still to play a role in the globalizing international landscape and if it wants to inspire its citizens. So focus in this 2 days workshop will be on an applied reflection, policy assessment of the cultural and the value basis of Europe and its integration process, seen from an internal and from an external perspective. So special attention in the different sessions will be given to sources, references to imagine Europe's future as seen as a kind of plural entity and a socio-economic model, a model which is shaped by a community, or should be shaped by a community of shared values, shared spaces, shared encounters. Also, we will give consideration to the references, sources for Europe's role in the world, its responsibility in this plural, globalizing world. We know that these common values, as rule of law, democracy, human dignity, respect for diversity, etc., they are the core values of uniting Europe, and that they are enshrined in legal, also in institutional forms, always referring, and that's our point of departure in our center, referring to the respect of human rights as a point of departure. So, it was said by Professor Masha that his workshop closes a series of four workshops. It's also meant to give a kind of impulse to follow up, not an ad hoc workshop, to give an impulse to further follow up, consolidate in our teaching, in our research activities. So that's why we have publication of these different papers which have been presented, which are presenting in this workshop, presented and published by the Peter Lang. So we structured the workshop in three sessions. Just very brief information about the three sessions. Session one, this morning, will deal with the relation between human rights and value-driven dialogues in Europe. And we have two presentations. One will, start from a more applied academic point of view on dealing with the perspectives of a value-oriented Europe. A second presentation by Ulrich Bunius will focus more on the institutional and policy-oriented view of intercultural and interreligious dialogue. Session two this afternoon, we have four contributions, but also have to say that we have a little change of the program, because the first speaker of this afternoon's session, Professor Ariane Landauer, just called this morning that she's sick and that she excused herself. So I have asked the speaker of this of the tomorrow morning session, to Hervé Guyot, to present his presentation in this afternoon session. So we'll have four contributions to the team of value-driven foundations of Europe. We'll start with Professor Bucard. We'll talk about the spiritual dimension of Europe identity. We'll have a human rights perspective on intercultural dialogue. We will have a paper by historian Professor Kaiser, who is trying to look to the historical heritage of our founding fathers, the Gasperi, Adenauer, Monnet, and so on. And this session will be chaired by Thomas Janssen, I would say a friend with a value-driven European career, as I might say. Secretary General of the European Federalist Movement, International European Movement, Director of the Konrad Adenauer Foundation, Secretary General of the European People's Party. I think he's very well placed to moderate, to chair, to introduce this session. And then tomorrow morning we'll have session three, which tries to look more, I would say, to the challenges of a value-oriented Europe in the world, more a future perspective. And that will be done from a common goods perspective, socio-economic point of view, rather important in present discussions, an Eastern European perspective, and a perspective from the relations between European Union and China.